Leftist backfire, women's tech career fair swamped by men claiming to be non-binary. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 4, 2023. The Grace Hopper Celebration, which bills itself as the world's largest conference for women in computing, was recently swamped by men. The influential career fair for women opened itself to disaster by welcoming non-binary attendees to be inclusive of the LGBT community, an invitation men accepted in large numbers. Event organizers became frustrated by the sea of men, accusing male attendees of lying about their gender identities, with the event's chief impact officer complaining, "Unfortunately, some of you are taking interview slots right now, from women who need them. Some of you are standing in line, talking to recruiters, instead of letting women speak. All of those are limited resources to which you have no right." This year's Grace Hopper Celebration, an annual conference and career fair for women in tech, was swamped by men who arrived at the event with their resumes in hand, in search of tech jobs, according to a report by Wired. Watch below. The conference, which is sponsored by companies like Apple and Amazon, bills itself as the largest gathering of women in tech worldwide, with a mission to unite women in the tech industry for nearly 30 years. In-person admission costs between $649 and around $1,300. But recently, the career fair has been advertised toward both women and so-called non-binary applicants. Men are not banned from attending the conference, as organizers believe it is important for there to be a sense of allyship from males in the tech industry. This year, however, there was an increase in participation of self-identifying males at the job fair. NITAB.org, the nonprofit that runs the conference, said. Event organizers reportedly became frustrated, with Bo-Young Lee, president of advisory at NITAB.org, saying that past conferences have always felt safe and loving and embracing. But, this year, I must admit, I didn't feel this way. In a video posted to X/Twitter, Colin White, NITAB.org's chief impact officer, can be heard lecturing male conference attendees and accusing them of lying about their gender identity when they signed up for the event. "This is supposed to be a joyous event," White said. "Yesterday, it became clear that there is a far greater number of cisgender men attending and participating. Simply put, some of you lied about your gender identity when you registered," White added, which elicited booing from members of the audience. Watch below. "It is evidenced by the stacks and stacks of resumes you were passing out," he continued. "You did so because you thought that you could come here and take space to try to get a job. We need male allies. We need men who want to celebrate women, who want to work with, and for, women," White proclaimed. "Unfortunately, some of you are taking interview slots right now, from women who need them," White complained. "Some of you are standing in line, talking to recruiters, instead of letting women speak. All of those are limited resources to which you have no right." White then demanded that all the men stop, right now. "Stop," White declared. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.